presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, guys. Peter here with Gamer Tag Radio. We're here at E3 2019. I'm here with the one and only, the Spear.
Yo, what is up?
Terry Spear. First and foremost, the hair. I'm going there. I am definitely going there.
Okay.
Because the last time I saw you,
yeah.
You had the mohawk,
yes.
Long hair and the braid.
That's correct.
What happened?
Okay. No, I'm not gonna put up any front. I'm not going to lie. Honestly, didn't expect to be at E3.
Okay.
So I shit you not. It was about 3 months before the show.
Uh-huh.
My hair was doing my thing, just like you said. And I was like, I'm not going to E3 this year. I feel like I need to do a change. So I shaved the whole thing.
Oh.
And then it was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks out from E3, and the call came. And I was just like,
you're going on
what
stage.
Are the odds? What are the odds, man? Because, I mean, you know, I like my hair. I like to... So now I just have this normal-ass haircut, and I'm not very pleased.
Your normal-ass.
Yeah.
Nice little touch there. Yeah, because like, they said, Terry Spear, and then I saw you come outstairs. That's not Terry.
That's not Terry.
That's not Terry. Where's the mohawk?
Next time.
Exactly.
Next time.
All right.
Good question, though. Oh, I appreciate the love.
I had to start it off with a bang.
I appreciate the love.
All right. So yesterday's press conference, big announcement, episode one. We're going to the National Zoo. Talk to me. What are we looking forward to in the outskirts expeditions?
I mean, the opportunity to go to the outskirts in the first place, right? And that's the National Zoo, and that's also the presidential compound, right? Camp
right.
White Oak. Change of scenery. I think it's important for the fans, and honest to goodness, it's important for the developers. It's important for us to be able to like flex out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know we have explored greenery in other parts of the game, but the more we can do that, the better it is for everyone. It's just refreshing
right.
the palate, so to speak. So seeing all the wildlife areas in the zoo, that means animals too, bro. Like, I'm not saying we're making a Far Cry game, okay? But I'm just saying it was a zoo, and it's 7 months after, you know, the green poison. You know all about it, right? So I'm not saying there's going to be a lion in a cage. I'm just saying what happened to those animals? So we're going to do our best to tell those stories, and what's a zoo look like 7 months after shit went crazy? So I think it will be tremendous fun. And how we leverage all that geometry to present cool challenges to the player, how we've fortified it and things like that. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you guys have done a phenomenal job so far, right?
You're very kind.
There's been controversies, and people are going to find faults in everything, right? So we're not always going to be able to please everybody. I've been having a blast nonstop.
Thank you.
I love it. You guys announced episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. You're at the Pentagon.
Yes.
And everybody wants to know the raid. Right? Now, before we go into that, I want to ask, I notice there's no raid for episode 1.
That's correct.
I'm assuming, and I'll let you answer that, but I'm assuming it's because you guys want to have time in between to be able to tweak and develop for the next, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the raid difficulty, right, is something that we have to make sure that our players have an opportunity to move towards. And so, you know, we released Dark Hours and people weren't ready. I mean, there's a portion of people that were absolutely ready, and God bless them. And people are still getting ready. I work with people, right, that are still moving towards that milestone because it's so difficult, right? The content is so difficult. You have mm-hmm. to be really geared. And you have to know how to play, and you have to be able to coordinate and all that stuff. So the second raid, we had to make sure there's just plenty of time in between in all that stuff.
Right.
And it's just damn hard to make a raid. I give tremendous kudos and respect to the team that made this raid. We'd never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was brand new. Even making the announcement about the raid a year ago when Julian stepped on stage and he made the announcement, it was just like, we're doing this.
It's happening.
Like, holy shit. Right. And we were very pleased with how it was received and how it's played out. We're so happy to see the players enjoying it and that it's actually a raid. And, you know, it's not just an incursion plus or whatever.
Right.
And so now we've set our own bar. now we want to go beyond that with the next raid in this foundry. I mean, I love the art behind it, and I mean, I wanted to turn around and look at all the stuff that was on screen behind me on stage. I couldn't do that, but
because
I just love it. I think it's beautiful. It's inspiring, and the mechanics that we use for the next raid, you know, we want to be just as fun, if not more fun, than the first one. So it's going to be fun.
Well, hopefully you guys don't nerf the difficulty. I'm probably in that select few that appreciates the difficulty in there. It's the end game. It's the ultimate pinnacle of what you're going into this game for. So while, yes, I still haven't beaten it because of the difficulty, I think we've gotten up to Lucy.
That's very good.
But I like the difficulty. That's the whole reason for doing it, right? You're not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be a 99% completion for everybody.
No.
You're supposed to be specialized towards that. So moving on back to North, or we're going back to New York, Coney Island.
Going to Coney Island, baby. Hey, I mean, you never forget your first, right? And narratively, there are so many reasons why we wanted to take this step back towards, you know, Coney Island and go, as I said, back to where it all began. We have a lot of strong reasons, and we have a lot of questions. And as a fan of the narrative of our world, there's nothing that makes me happier. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that I'm more excited for than to start that journey.
Right.
Right. You know, we have a plan. And so to be able to start walking that plan down the line, right? And because, you know, you release the game, you know, okay, Division 2, and everyone has, just like a movie, oh yeah, the next one they're gonna resolve this and this and this. And when you leave questions hanging there, and then you announce the sequel, and those questions don't get answered, people sometimes get upset,
right?
You know, and why didn't you? Or what, you know, and you just want to say, dude, there's a plan. Like, there is a plan.
There's a plan.
And now we're starting to walk down that road. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Again, you know, it's not winter time.
Right.
We're going to Coney Island. We've got a very compelling reason to go to Coney Island. And it's just the beginning. So
yeah, there was a little tease there about a familiar face. And I know you're not going to give up any secrets here.
I'm turning upside down on the table. Yes, absolutely. There's so many secrets I want to blurt to your face, but I
appreciate
won't do it.
All right. So the one thing that I have noticed, and I'm sure that there's a group out there that wants to know, and I have to ask this because if I wasn't an agent, I wouldn't be asking
okay.
this. Where's survival?
I can't talk about that. I'm really glad that there is a desire.
Yes.
You know, 100%. I think we all love survival. And I use the term in the present tense. It's not that we loved it. I mean, right. I still go play it, right? And the fact that we created that experience and it stuck in people's minds is a powerful thing. Right now, I just can't talk about it.
Okay. All right. So that's not a no.
Thank you for asking.
I'm going to take that as not a no. Got to stay positive. Well, Terry, what else can we expect coming into the next year? I mean, you guys, in my personal opinion, and again, I'm the chosen few, right? I think you guys have had a successful. What do you see coming up next? Or like, what would you like to see us, like from us as gamers or as content creators, what would you like to see us give to you guys?
That's a great question, one I have never received. Well played. You know, content creators specifically like yourself and the community at large, they already do, you give us so much already, right? Which is the true voice, like the lens in which to view the choices that we have made thus far. And so that honesty, like continuing that honesty and not feeding us lines, but saying, hey, I potentially see an area for improvement here. Are you aware?
Right.
I can't overstate how valuable that is, because it allows us to look at some assumptions that we've made and say, okay, hey, now we have the opportunity to move in a different direction or move forward towards something that both groups are interested in. When I say both groups, I mean the community and the developers.
Right.
So please don't stop doing that. Over the course of this next year, I think we'll see some tremendous growth in population. You know, we'll do more things like the free weekend, you know, June 13th to June 16th. There's a sale on the game. So getting people to come in right now, having the opportunity to connect with people like yourselves, right, who are so passionate. You help people, the new people out, you help them out. They know how to get started, how to roll. It's a complicated game. Right?
I think that's probably one of the things I've done the most is help Sherpa people through to get from world tier 1 to 5.
That is so
awesome. That they can start getting ready for the end game components. Not even just the raid, but just like to be able to get to that world tier 5.
Yeah,
so that they
rock
can then
title
start
basin.
Saying, and then at the end of the day, they're like, okay, well, now I can do it. Let me go bring in my friends who are still lower level. And then that just builds up that whole group.
I can't thank you enough for that. Again, that Sherpa is super important, right? And so that plus all the free content, right? Something we haven't really said is we're looking to find something new for everyone to dig into. And so the fact that it's not paid, that it's just all free, and it's just like, here it is.
Just take it.
Take it. And we understand that there's a wealth of fantastic games out there. If you can play our video game and then be happy with our video game, and then, you know, come back if you play something else for a little while, right? Because we're a busy industry.
Right.
But you come back happy because you left happy because now there's free content and then there's a new reason to play and then your friends get jazzed up and then you're playing and that's what we want, just happy. So we're going to continue to work on the health of the game, continue to work on the balance of the game to just move in the proper direction and support the new content and keep building all the things that we don't have big press conferences about, like all the new gear, the new exotics, things that you know, come with title updates, other improvements, you know, a matchmaking solution.
Yes.
You know? So yeah, I mean, people want to see that content. I want everyone to see that content too. So we're working on a proper matchmaking solution for the raid. So all those things are going to come over the course of this year.
Okay.
It's hard to believe, honestly, that the game's only a few months old.
Yeah.
Considering the raid, the title base, and you know, world tier 5. I mean, just there's things I'm probably forgetting because it's
so much.
It's E3 and I have a million things on my brain right now. But we've already added so many things, including title updates and balance changes and dark zone changes and all kinds of stuff that you know about. And it's only been a few months.
Yeah.
And I think that will be the pace over the course of the next year. So tons of stuff to look forward
it's
to.
It's going to be a hectic remaining 9 months.
Yeah.
If I have a criticism.
Yes.
And I'm going to be blunt with you.
Please do.
Is that the gear that we're getting in the raids, I don't feel have so much of an enticement to use them in future runs through the raid again.
I see.
And if there is a bone of contention with me,
yeah,
it's that if I do happen to get a drop, I see the minty green in the corner.
Yeah.
I go and I pick it up. I don't know if the perks that it's offering me are consummate or should be used in future raids. And I know that I've done those in different titles, and we won't mention those other titles here.
Yeah. Veteran.
But in those, you know, they give you those tools to help your next run through the raid be that much more fun or more, you know, a little bit, maybe loosen the tension, maybe make it a little bit easier. So if there's something that you guys could do, and hopefully this gets back to the rest of your dev team to work on.
It will.
Make those unique drops truly usable in future runs through, whether it's that same raid, whether you make the hard mode version of that raid or in future raids.
That's fantastic feedback. Thank you. I mean, gear is super duper important.
Yes,
right?
That's why we're doing
this.
That's why
we're doing it, right? So hearing feedback like that, you know, it goes straight to the heart. Mm-hmm. So that will definitely end up on the table, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're swamped, but
I always make time for you.
From one metalhead to another, thank you very much, dude. Give them the horns.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.